We began discussing yesterday, the Rosh said, Varecha b'mozne tzedek tishkol, weigh your words on the scales of justice, v'hin tzedek yelcha, use an honest measure. We noted, hin tzedek literally means honest measure. It's understood by Chazal, the Gemara, to mean hein tzedek, a person has to keep his word, even in the absence of any kinyan, the absence of any money changing hands, a person has really a chiyuv, not enforceable in Beis Din, but a strong chiyuv, might even be a rush if he doesn't do it, keeping his word. And people don't always realize this. People think, I didn't sign a contract, you can do what you want. It's not like that. Keeping your word is a pretty strong halachic imperative. A person promises a school he'll teach there that year, and then his plans change. A woman plans to teach. She gets married. She doesn't want to teach now. She wants to move out. It's not hefker. A person gives his word. It's not enforceable in Beis Din, but there is a very strong imperative in halacha to actually keep your word and do what you promised to do. One major exception, controversial exception, but one major exception around which really all the modern shilos, all dinei Torah, all questions, I mentioned it's not really enforceable in Beis Din. Nevertheless, Beis Din will sometimes issue a ruling and say that we can't stop you from doing this, but you should know that if you do, you're mechusar amana, you're someone who's doing the wrong thing. One major question that often arises is the controversial, in the sense of being a machlokas, exception of trei tari, shnei sha'arim, literally two prices. There's machlokas rishonim based on technically how they understand the sugya, whether if you promise to do something, promise to buy something, promise to do a job, and in between your promise and its actual fulfillment, the prices change. And now you promised to buy the car at $5,000 and took a few weeks before, and now the prices of cars have gone down. So you want to say, I don't want to give you $5,000 anymore. Now the car is only worth, by all standard measures, $4,500. I only want to give you $4,500. So obviously, if you want to do that, Beis Din can't stop you. There was no kinyan. But the question is, if you say, no, I'm not giving you $5,000, maybe you're mechusar amana. Maybe you're violating the rule of hin tzedek. So that's a major machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim say, you're still over the isser. If you back out after you promised, even just to renegotiate, you're over an isser. Other poskim say, no, you're only bound by your word as long as the initial conditions remain the same. Once the initial conditions change, you're no longer bound by what you said. You have the right to renege or modify. And it's a machlokas down into the Acharonim had a paskin. The Rama is machmer. The Shach brings a Bachus Mekel. Some later poskim say, the Rama is machmer. The Shlah is machmer. Who wants to be Mekel against an Ashayel of an Isser, of an honesty? Sher Yisrael Yasu Avla. Who would want to be Mekel against the Rama and the Shlah? Others say, no, the Shach, the Gedolei HaPoskim, the Shach says that you can be Mekel. So different Rabbanim will tell you different things about whether it's Kedai to back out, even because the conditions change. As we mentioned, Mechusar Amana, Hin Tzedek, applies to buying things. It also applies to employment, to other situations. The Gemara in Bava Metzia talks about someone who promises workers a job and then backs out, or workers back out. The Gemara talks about Tarumas, that they have the right to have Tainus, as we say. They have the right to be upset at each other. The Sma adds, is also Mechusar Amana. There's also a question of breaking their word, which is also an Isser. Not entirely clear, actually, which is worse, someone having Tarumas on you or the Isser of breaking your word. They're both not good, obviously. Again, we have the exception of Trei Tari. One of the questions that comes up, a sub-question in Trei Tari, is if the prices didn't actually change, or the conditions didn't actually change, but you simply became aware of another option that you weren't aware of before. You agreed to pay someone a certain price to do it, then you found out it's a different company, a different service, which is just as good for you, which you can get it cheaper, better, whatever it is. So is that like trei tari? Because I only promised you because I was unaware of the second option. Now there's a second option I never would have promised you. Or do you say, well, second option was there. You could have done your due diligence. You didn't. And you still committed, so you're obligated to keep your word. Now, obviously, if trei tari is still austere, this is a moot point, but if you hold trei tari as mutter, is this a valid extension of trei tari? Also not so clear in contemporary poskim. Some say, as long as it was reasonable for you, it was practical and plausible for you to check, and you didn't check, then that's not an excuse for backing out. You still have to keep your word. Other poskim say that, no, if you simply weren't aware of the other option, and now you were, that is grounds for not keeping your word. These are all shilas. One last issue of keeping your word we should mention is the honesty of Rav Safra, Dover Emes Bilvavo. The Gemara has a story where someone came to him for a business deal, and he accepted in his head except that he was davening or saying Kriyash Mas. He didn't answer. So the person thought he was unhappy with the deal. So he kept on sweetening it. He offered him a better price or better terms. Finally, when he did this several times, finally, when Rav Safra finished, he said, we'll do the deal on the original terms. The guy said, why? I offered you more already. He said, because in my head, I already agreed to do the original thing, even though it wasn't verbally expressed. Certainly no Mechus Raman in this case. Mechus Raman is only if you verbally express it. Nevertheless, internally, I determined to do it. And even that's a bechina of MS, of honesty in business. If you agree to do something, this is a madrega. This is, I think, only Midas Chasidus. But even this is something that the ultimate honesty is, even if internally you committed, you should not change your mind. This is something that comes up too in the real world. I don't know how machbid people are expected to be, but this is also something at least to strive for. When you commit internally, you shouldn't change your mind, even if no one ever heard you and now he's offering you better terms.